name is Celeste Fitzgerald, and I'm the Director of New Jerseyans for Alternatives to the Death Penalty. Last month, the state of California killed a man by lethal injection. A reporter who witnessed the execution described the scene, including how the members of the strap-down team and witnesses responded to the killing this way. The five guards who labored 16 minutes to insert the lethal injection needles into his arm struggled for composure, their lips tightening as they undoubtedly realized this was taking twice as long as usual. The 30 witnesses gathered in the observation room to watch through the thick glass of the apple green death chamber struggled to keep their cool as the minutes dragged on, shifting uncomfortably on their feet, crossing and uncrossing their arms. Nervous coughs were the only sounds breaking the tension. Why is it important to know what happens during the execution? Why is it important that the execution did not go as planned? Because death is different than any other punishment. Because no matter how easy the state wants it to look, the process requires human beings to kill a fellow human being in retaliation for killing a fellow human being. And that's hard to do, and things can go wrong. The New Jersey Department of Corrections would like us to believe it is a simple process, and they have all the bases covered. But nothing in the administrative record supports that. How can people make informed judgments about executions if all the public witnesses see is the final seconds after the inmate has been strapped down to the gurney and the lethal line has been inserted? What if the inmate struggles, protesting his or her innocence? What if a guard breaks down? What if the condemned falters and needs to be lifted onto the gurney? What if the drugs don't work properly? What if the intravenous lines come out? What if the governor stays the execution after the process has been started? One need only review the experiences of other states with lethal injection to know that these scenarios are possible and have happened. The proposed regulations would prevent a public record of the full execution, a record that is vital to allow for a full and informed decision about the appropriateness of the death penalty. New Jersey hasn't executed anyone since 1963 and has never used lethal injection. How will New Jerseyans react? Would they react differently if an execution is botched, or if the witnesses, potentially including the families of the victim and the condemned, as well as corrections employees, lawyers, and reporters, are traumatized? It is not only possible, but probable. Traumatized is one of the words used by Reginald Wilkinson, Ohio's prison director, to describe the 2003 execution of Lewis Williams. Media accounts describe the executions. Four guards on the execution team had to carry Lewis Williams into the death chamber at the state maximum security prison. I would say it was disturbing. I would say it was traumatic. Probably as traumatic as anything our staff has gone through, Mr. Wilkinson said. One guard standing by Mr. Williams' head restrained him and patted his shoulder to comfort him. Thank you.